I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 5th. Swearing-in ceremonies will be held this evening for the Quincy City Council. 7 of the 9 councilors are new to the office after the November election. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says the ceremony will begin at 6 p.m. in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. State Auditor Diana Desaglio will be a special guest at tonight's ceremony. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash and Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona are the only councilors returning for 2 more years. Ash ran unopposed, and DeBona won re-election. Councilor-at-Large Nina Liang and Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane did not seek re-election. Ward 6 Councilor Deb Riley will be chairing the Finance Committee. Ward 1 Councilor David Jacobs will chair the Oversight Committee. And Ward 5 Councilor Maggie McKee will chair the Ordinance Committee. Ann Mahoney will serve as the City Council President. Now, the public is invited to tonight's ceremony beginning at 6 p.m. Some light refreshments will be served after the meeting. People who support proposed statues of Saints Michael and Saint Florian for the outside of the new Quincy Public Safety Complex will be rallying outside City Hall before tonight's City Council meeting. According to an online posting, statue supporters will gather at the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center at 5 p.m. and then march to City Hall at 5:30 for what they say will be a visible, calm show of community support. The statement says that elected officials represent all of Quincy, including residents who support police, fire, and the statues. A judge has placed a temporary injunction on the installation of those statues, which the city has appealed. No new court date has been set for the next hearing. Another court hearing is set for this week regarding the proposed pay raise for the Quincy mayor. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises will be in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham this Thursday at 9 a.m. for an evidentiary hearing. The judge ordered the city to re-examine the signatures that were rejected on a petition seeking to roll back the mayoral raise from $285,000 to $183,000 per year. The city will present their findings at this Thursday's hearing. The citizens group is suing, arguing that the city should have used the printed names on the petition to verify the voter status of the signatures. Meantime, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has proposed that the annual mayoral salary go from the current $159,000 per year to $225,000 effective in 2028. What has been known as Health Express Centers are now called South Shore Health Urgent Care. South Shore Health announcing the name change recently, saying that the new name reflects its close connection to the region's leading health system. There are 6 locations of the centers across the South Shore, offering treatment for illnesses and injuries that don't require a visit to the emergency room. South Shore Health says their urgent care centers are staffed by emergency room trained providers. We're part of the larger South Shore Health system. Those centers also offer electronic access for patients to view wait times, choose the most convenient location, and alert staff before arriving to minimize wait times and check-in procedures. Beth Israel Leahy Health leaders joined local officials, community members, and the team overseeing development and construction of the new Beth Israel Care Center in Quincy for a ceremony recently to mark the topping off of that project. The milestone represents the completion of the structural frame of the care center. Anticipated to open in 2027, the multi-specialty ambulatory care center will provide comprehensive healthcare services, including primary care, urgent care, a full suite of diagnostic radiology services, lab services, and a retail pharmacy. Specialty services offered at the center will include cardiology, OBGYN, cancer care, orthopedics, podiatry, gastroenterology, and more. The care center will be operated by Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center physicians. currently employed by Harvard Medical Faculty physicians at Beth Israel Deaconess and Beth Israel Lahey. In 2023, after working with the city and Fox Rock Properties, Beth Israel signed a lease with Fox Rock to develop the site, and Consigli Construction is managing the construction of the building, which began in 2025. The care center will be located on General McConville Way in Quincy Center, within walking distance of the Quincy Center T station. A pedestrian is dead after he was fatally struck in a hit-and-run crash Saturday morning in Boston's Back Bay. The driver in the crash was later arrested by police and is accused of intentionally hitting the victim. Happened near Commonwealth Avenue and Hereford Street just after 8 a.m. Saturday. The victim, now identified as 79-year-old John Axelrod of Boston, was walking his dog when he was struck. Axelrod was taken to a nearby hospital where he later died. His dog also died. Axelrod was an honorary advisor and longtime donor to Boston's Museum of Fine Arts dating back to the 80s. The museum named a gallery after Axelrod in 2009, the John Axelrod Gallery in the Art of the Americas wing, in his honor. 42-year-old William Haney of Boston was arrested and now faces charges of murder and cruelty to animals. According to police, Haney drove into the Commonwealth Avenue Mall and the victim before fleeing the scene. His vehicle was later located in Brookline. He'll be arraigned today in Boston Municipal Court. One person was killed after a plane crashed at an airport in Provincetown. The plane, a small private Cessna 172N, crashed at about 3:15 yesterday afternoon at Provincetown Municipal Airport. The plane caught fire and was later put out by Provincetown firefighters. The lone victim of the crash, the plane's pilot, was killed. They were the only person on board. According to state police, the pilot was attempting to land the plane when it crashed. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating. Two teens allegedly stole a car from a woman sitting at a movie theater parking lot in Braintree on Friday night. According to police, officers got a 911 call about 6:30 p.m. for an armed robbery at the AMC Theater on Grandview Road. Officers spoke with the victim, who claimed two suspects knocked on her car window while she was sitting inside it and threatened to shoot her if she didn't get out. Fearing for her life, the victim got out, despite her wallet and other personal valuables still being in the car. The suspects took off. Police said the suspects did not show a firearm. An hour after the alleged carjacking, the vehicle was found unoccupied by Boston police. Investigators said a witness came forward and was able to help detectives identify the two juvenile suspects. Their names have not been released. A 17-year-old driver being summoned to court for drunk driving and other charges following a serious rollover crash in Hingham on New Year's Day. Police say the teen's car went off the road, rolled onto its roof, and hit a rock wall near Lazelle and Free Streets. Driver was injured in the crash, but is expected to be okay. Police say he'll also face charges for driving to endanger and a minor transporting alcohol. Police shared two photos of the wreck showing the badly damaged vehicle upside down. For the first time in more than 100 years, shellfish harvested from parts of Boston Harbor are safe for consumption, marking a major milestone in the multi-billion dollar cleanup. State officials announced that shellfish caught along certain outer sections of the harbor can now be eaten. The move reopens areas that have been closed since the early 20th century due to pollution and public health concerns. Newly approved shellfishing areas include parts of Winthrop, Hingham, and Hull. The Division of Marine Fisheries said they're some of the most productive shellfish habitats in Massachusetts. The closures date back to 1925, when a typhoid outbreak prompted officials to ban shellfishing in Boston Harbor. Decades of sewage discharge and industrial pollution followed, leaving much of the harbor unsafe. The State Division of Marine Fisheries has approved the shellfish for consumption. However, the towns of Winthrop, Hingham, and Hull must still vote on their own local regulations before harvesting can fully resume. With a new year, some new laws are in place in Massachusetts. Governor Healey signed 185 bills into law last year. While many have already taken effect, some are kicking in at the start of 2026. Beginning this Thursday, the maximum weekly benefit for paid family and medical leave is increasing by about $60, from $1,170 to $1,230. As of Friday, regulations for social cannabis consumption will officially take effect, paving the way for things like cannabis cafes, yoga classes, and festivals. The Cannabis Control Commission approved the rules last month. New changes to the U.S. Postal Service could affect the way you send important mail, such as bills and ballots. Meantime, out on the water, anyone who wishes to operate a motorized vessel will need to complete a boater education course. Deadlines vary by date of birth. Those born after January 1st of 1989 must obtain a certificate by April 1st, and those born before them have until April 1st, 2028 to do so. Governor says she's looking forward to the year ahead and will remain focused on building more housing and driving down costs. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott hosting a winter coat drive in partnership with Coats for Kids and Families to support families who may not have access to warm winter gear. Donations are being accepted through this Wednesday from 8:30 to 4 p.m. Members of the public invited to drop off new or gently used winter coats of all sizes at the Sheriff's Quincy Civil Processing Office at 1255 Hancock Street in Quincy Center, or the Public Safety Complex on Washington Street in Braintree. Since its founding in 1995, Coats for Kids and Families has collected, cleaned, and distributed nearly 2 million free coats at more than 70 collection locations and events. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow up 319. The NASDAQ dropped 6. The S&P rose 12. Asian stocks rallied. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at almost $57 a barrel. In sports, Patriots secure their spot in the postseason, beating Miami 38-10 yesterday. And they will host the Chargers next Sunday night at 8 p.m. in the wild card. And the Celtics host Chicago tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mainly cloudy, high of 27 degrees. Late tonight could see some snow or some freezing precipitation as temperatures dip to the teens. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high of 36. Wednesday, some showers around in the morning and a high 43. And then Thursday, sunny and a high 45. The boater waves about a foot, northwest winds at 10 to 15 knots, become southwesterly later today, high tide 12:27 p.m. Sunrise 7:12, sets at 4:26. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, January 5th.